You're listening to a shorter form of Not So Live from Asteroid G. I'm Mike Finkelstein.
And Mike the Ghoul, gonna talk some sapiens. Simians, whatever.
Simians.
There
you go.
My words.
You know, but fairness, sapient simians. You were on the right track.
I was. Sentient, if you will.
It's all of the above. I mean, I don't want to judge. I don't want to assume that apes aren't sentient. Now, they seem pretty smart.
Sure.
You know, it's fine. Let's not judge. The new fourth in the current series, Planet of the Apes movies are coming out. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. And first of all, fucking love the Apes movies. There has been only one truly terrible Planet of the Apes movie ever released, and that was done by Tim Burton. And as long as they never let him near the franchise again, I will continue watching these for as long as they put them out. I will reanimate my corpse from the grave hundreds of years from now to watch the next Planet of the Apes movie. But I'm very excited for Kingdom because have you seen the trailers for it yet?
I have. It looks very exciting.
Uh-huh.
And we talked a little bit about this. Like, I love Andy Serkis. And I love everything he does as a motion capture actor. I think he's the generational in what we see him do. And he doesn't get all the credit I feel like he does deserve. And I'm hyped for this.
Yeah, the first three movies with him acting as Caesar are brilliant. And the fact that they're finding a way to continue it, like, hundreds of years later, after ape civilization has taken over, yes, please, I want the story. And I think from the third trailer they put out, because, and this is trailer, I'm not sharing spoilers. If you didn't want to talk about this kind of shit, you guys shouldn't have shown up to listen to the podcast. I mean, that's on you. but I think from the look of the third trailer, because the human girl that's hanging out with the apes in the trailer, she talks, and she's wearing clothing, and I'm sitting there going, is she the astronaut that was hinted at in the first of these New Boot movies?
Oh my goodness.
You know?
Interesting thought right there.
Yeah, because they said in the first movie, in a couple scenes in the background, the Icarus shuttle was launched, and then the Icarus shuttle was lost.
Right.
And that's like, and then they never address it again because everything's set in like Caesar's time. They couldn't address it if they wanted the future of ape civilization for that. I think they're finally going back and doing that plot line.
Wouldn't that be something, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, I love when franchises sprinkle little Easter eggs like that and then, like, come back to it. So that would be super cool if they did that.
That's just smart development right there. We bitch about the fact that people will go and, like, retcon stuff and add things in that weren't there and try to be like, well, we were planning this all along, when clearly you weren't. This wasn't something that was planned, per se. They didn't know whether or not, like, Rise of the Planet of the Apes was going to be successful enough to warrant two sequels, let alone more, a distant sequel set years later. But they put that work in there because if the first movie hadn't been successful enough, at least you could think of it as a prequel to all the other Apes movies, and we all are happy and we move on with our lives. But now we actually get to see them pay off with a little breadcrumb they threw in there just for the hell of it. That's now like, well, you know what? We can come back and we can do this now.
Yeah, remember that plot line we talked about three movies ago? Guess what? Here's a little bit of what we were talking about. Enjoy. I'm like, that'd be very interesting.
It's very good, isn't it? Yeah, like, I've been excited for this ever since they announced it was coming out. Like, 2 years ago, like, we're working on another Planet of the Apes movies. I'm like, can I just take my money now? Because I will be there at whatever theater is nearby me, and I'll probably be there twice. But, but to see that and be like, oh, hey, you guys are doing the thing, aren't you? That's extra payoff right there. I'm like, I'm good with it no matter what. I think apes are great. Like, the apes movies are great. And they're different blockbusters from what we normally get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're fun movies. Mm-hmm. There's usually a good story there. Visually, I'm into visuals of movies. The world building in there is really great. It's cool to see, you know, these cities that you knew now look, you know, despondent and tragically broken, and, you know, how the apes have taken over, and it's their world now, and we're just maybe living in it if we survive. It's just really cool to see, and done very well, you know, very believable as, like, you know, this could be a thing that really happened, even though it's science fiction. It makes a lot of sense, and it's really cool.
Well, and it's nice to see that these are, like, big-budget blockbusters, but they haven't worn out their welcome.
Right.
Not in the way that so many other franchises, as we've been talking about, Marvel and DC and everything else, has managed to wear out their welcome. Like, they only put out an Apes movie, like, every 3 to 5 years, so it never feels like it's a franchise that's becoming stale, especially when every movie is just so different from the one that came before. They keep letting the apes grow and have time away so that, You know, oh, it's been 5 years. Oh, it's been 10 years. Oh, we have this whole other ape civilization going on. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like they're just cranking these out.
There's a lot of time that has passed to your point, but 2011 was Rise, and it's now 13 years later. This is only the fourth movie.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Marvel can take a cue of how to, like, you know, play things out and kind of give you little drips over a period of time to really make you enjoy the product. So it's really cool to see, you know, this franchise that kind of rebooted after that 10-year destruction that was 2001, the strangest ending that I still don't understand. It was just really weird to come back with Rise and do so well. And then Dawn was really good. And then War had its own place. They seem to keep getting better and better, or at the very least holding their own as very consistently good movies.
They have. And the Tim Burton movie is complete trash.
Yeah, that's a bad one. I remember watching it for the first time, and I'm into Mark Wahlberg as, you know, at the time being like a pretty strong actor, and he still has his moments here or there, but that movie was just it was a strange ending, you know, with crash landing, and like, that's not the ape civilization.
It didn't feel like Tim Burton really cared. It feels like the people in charge of the movies now care.
Yeah, so yeah. Tim Burton's a weird dude, and he does some really cool stuff. You know, Nightmare Before Christmas is great, and you know, some other things he's done are really great. The Batman from 1989-88 is good, but he also, you know, craps out some really strange movies, and this was definitely one of them.
Yeah, yeah. No, Planet of the Apes is definitely a low point for him that I haven't forgiven him for, but the franchise itself recovered, and thank you.
Yeah,
I'm glad the franchise recovered. Yes.
Yeah, watch them. They're worth it. They're very good movies. The fourth one's going to be really good, too. It's going to hopefully, like, you know, like Mike said, tie up some story and give you some new stuff. It's going to be exciting.
I'm hopeful for it. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get to talk about it in a longer form on this podcast with, you know, myself and Mike over here. And the two of us can keep talking Planet of the Apes here on Asteroid G.